Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Listening to the O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from Radio Row in Miami, this is The Boss and the Gloss. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Well, welcome back. We are broadcasting live from Radio Row, or we were, and then we were not, as all the internet connection here on the floor went out. But I am delighted to be back. The rumors, Carla, that you were the one who tripped the switch that turned off all of Radio Row, you're not the one who did it, are you?
You would think so.
They're all.
I can be sneaky.
They've all been circling around you, wondering, why did this woman do this thing?
But remember in 2013, in the New Orleans Mercedes Dome, it was the Blackout Bowl.
Yes.
The Harbaugh Bowl.
Yes.
When the Ravens went on and beat the 49ers with that momentum shift. And they had like an over a minute blackout or whatever that craziness was. We just had that here.
You're right. It felt like that here because it was such a preposterous thing that this actually took place. And everybody here who loves to talk, all these radio personalities were cut off from the rest of the world. Not a good day. But what is a good moment is that we have Chris Long joining us on set. Chris, welcome onto the show. You're on with David and Carla.
What's up, guys? Don't speak too soon. It might not be a good moment. Huh?
It's going to be a great moment. Awesome. You are the sunshine after the blackout. Here we go.
Okay, cool.
Yes. So Chris Long, of course, longstanding defensive end for the Rams. He played with the Patriots and the Eagles. And you are a Super Bowl champion with the Eagles and with the Patriots.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it never gets old.
Never gets old.
I don't think there's many of you that have won consecutive Super Bowls with different teams.
I think there's only like three? Or four. Myself, LeGarrette Blount, same year. So we both left the Patriots, ended up in Philly. And, yeah, that was special.
Okay, it's good to bet on you two.
Yeah. Well, I always joke that all that was for me was just picking the right place. So, yeah, I'm a good odds maker.
Well, it's sort of fun in our show prep, knowing you were going to come. Carla had a question. She said, I want to ask him why he retired so young. And I said, well, I don't think he's that young for NFL standards, but you had a good long career, 11 years in the NFL.
I did. You know, I was 30. I turned 34 right as I retired. And, you know, for me, yeah, I had a couple more years maybe in me. You know, you can never say that for sure. So I'm always, you know, hesitant to say I had a few more in me because it's never easy. But I was playing well. But for me, it was more about, I had this shot clock in my head my whole life. I saw my dad play 13 years.
Sure.
Saw how trying that was on him and also grew up watching it. My kids aren't that old still, so I didn't want to miss anything. And also, I feel good. Like, I'm not in pain. I walk away on my own terms. I saw so many guys
go out on top.
Yeah, so many guys leave bitter because, you know, there's only three ways you can go out. Your terms, their terms, or, you know, injury, you know. And and so I just chose my terms.
Very good. We're talking to Chris Long. I'd love to ask you about the team for which you played the longest, the Rams.
Yeah.
Of course, they were here last year.
Yeah.
And a disappointing season this year.
Yeah.
That they haven't really recovered from.
Yeah. What do you think went wrong this year?
Well, I think Todd's health is a concern.
Yep.
So not being able to lean on him. And then the offensive line kind of fell apart there. You know, some players got older. They let guys like Saffold walk in free agency. And, of course, they stabilized late a little bit with some of their line shuffling offensively. And obviously paying Jared Goff that kind of money. And then even making the trade for Ramsey, who's a generational talent. But what do you give up to get him? And now you've kind of cornered yourself into being this defensive football team because now it's going to be hard to build through free agency and in the draft because of your cap number and because of the lack of picks. And that zone, that stretch zone scheme, it's so dependent for Jared Goff. Is that scheme takes the pressure off quarterbacks. That's what you saw with Gurley and when they were really running that well. But now that they can't run it well, you're seeing all the warts exposed for Jared. And
yep.
It's just this, it's, I don't know what they do.
Do you think Belichick exposed that in the Super Bowl? I mean, he really, they were looking unstoppable until that game. And it looked like Jared Goff, he just continually looking to the sidelines at McVay before every play, just like deer in the headlights. And I feel like he maybe exposed the secret, and now the NFL's got it.
Well, I think with any player that's been around a couple years with any scheme, there is a learning curve where the rest of the league has an opportunity to figure out that player. And we throw that around a lot, you know, will they figure out this guy? Will they figure out that guy? I think it's only really applicable when it's a very scheme-dependent operation. And I thought that, you know, offensively for L.A., they have some good players, but the one guy they had that keeps you up at night is Todd Gurley. And if he's not healthy, the whole Jenga thing falls down. So that was as much it. And Todd not getting the ball as much down the stretch last year, I don't know how healthy he was a big deal. But you give Bill two. I mean, you got to remember, Sean McVay's younger than me. So this is his first
Super
Bowl.
And I think you're really, really young.
So. Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, because 34. But, yeah, Sean's going to get other opportunities. So this is his first Super Bowl. People forget that, like, you can't expect him to out-scheme the GOAT with 2 weeks. I mean, the GOAT's going to usually come out on top there.
Right, exactly.
We're talking to two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Long. Chris, what brings you to Ready or Row? What are you talking about today?
Well, I'm here with Emergent BioSolutions, and, you know, I partner with a lot of groups. I've been saying this all day. This is one I'm excited about partnering with, not just from a business standpoint, but I believe in what they do. The opioid crisis is huge. It's sweeping the country. It's scary. I'm a dad with two kids. I'm scared of what the future is like with these drugs and whatnot. And, you know, they produce Narcan, which, if you're familiar, is a drug that can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose, of which there are 130 fatal overdoses a day. And, you know, a stadium full of people, 50, 55,000 people die a year. Hmm. So this is a big issue that we have to solve comprehensively. But a group like BioSolutions, Emergent BioSolutions, is doing a great thing in putting a Band-Aid on it for now, because you have to have a way that you can reverse these terrible overdoses. And it's a nasal spray. It's easy. And it's not all addicts overdosing. Like, I got buddies who are cops. They talk about, you know, out in the field having to use Narcan to save lives. But, like, in your house, you know, you might have some medicine. We all might have some prescription medicine. It's scary. I got kids. It's scary. We're going to get some in our house.
No, I love this. And you're right on the cutting edge of what's becoming a crisis in the United States.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome stuff. Chris Long, thank you so much for joining
us. Walter Payton, Man of the Year, too. Yeah,
for a couple more days, I'm reigning.
Hey, you work that. You should. It's impressive.
Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate it.
Great to have you.
Thank you, Chris.
Nice meeting you. Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.